Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are still in this chapter of exercising patience, for which we have to learn to make sabr before some problem comes to us. And when we have learned physically, practically to make sabr, and on that time we make sabr, and also as we had read before, that as-sabru inda sadmatil ula, that when a problem comes at that time to make sabr, after some time a person does learn to make sabr. The wounds do heal and a person then accepts it. But at that time to make sabr, this is a very great thing, a very great ibadah, and for that we have to learn and become ready in order to make sabr. So with regard to the riwayat of Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where they complained of the tortures and torments the kuffar of Makkah were inflicting upon them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them to make sabr and told them that people of before also went through great, great difficulties for the sake of deen, and that Allah Ta'ala will spread this deen, and together with the spreading of the true deen, peace will come in the world, and a person will have no difficulty in this worldly life, he will have no fear. Further point that we learn from this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled his Sahaba by urging them to wait for a time when Allah Ta'ala would grant them victory and the possessions of the world would come to their feet. At that time they were in so great difficulties, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled them that a time is coming that when Islam will spread, make effort for Islam and for deen to spread. And when that time will come, not only will the Muslims have victory, but the possessions of the people of the world, the crown of Caesar of that time, of the Roman Empire, will fall at your feet. All the treasures of the world, at that time, to understand it was almost impossible. Now we all know it by history that this actually happened. But at that time when they were in so much of difficulty, and this is that yaqeen on deen, that if deen comes alive, the true deen, peace will come in the world and Allah will give the treasures of the world to the Muslims. Say in the same way in the battle of the trench, when one rock was not breaking and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it, he came himself and he hit the axe on that rock. And when the sparks came out, he said that, I see the Roman Empire falling and their treasures coming at your feet and in your hands. The Persian Empire falling. The hypocrites at that time said, they are dreaming of the possessions of the world, that the world will fall at their feet. But yet they are having so much difficulties and hardship. They are hungry, they haven't got food to eat, and they are dreaming about all this. But the world has seen, history has proven that has happened. And the same thing applies today also. If we make effort for deen, and whatever difficulties we have to go through, we make sabr, Allah will make this deen spread. But when we want comfort and ease, and we are not prepared to make any sacrifice, to just small sacrifices of getting up for Fajr, for example, of observing our Islamic ethos and Islamic way of life practice, then how will deen become alive? When we are prepared to make the sacrifices, deen will come alive. History testifies that this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the spread of Islam was correct. The world saw. At that time to understand it was almost impossible, and unless a person had that iman. And Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the other Sahaba had it, and they went through and they made sabr, and finally they saw that this had happened. It confirms the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also on the one side, the truthfulness of Islam in the Quran Sharif, and history bears testimony to this. This hadith teaches us that it is praiseworthy to exercise sabr for the sake of Islam in the face of difficulty and torture. If there's difficulties and tortures come and a person makes sabr, that is greatly praiseworthy. That is the highest position. although it was permissible to outwardly utter words of disbelief while having firm faith in the heart. This is permissible if somebody wants to kill somebody, tortures him, that outwardly he says that he renounces Islam, but in his heart he has still got Islam. This is permissible by the Quran and by the teachings of Deen. But the higher position is that a person remains firm on Deen. And it has been seen, like in the partition of India and Pakistan, many Muslim women who came in the control of the Sikhs, and in order to save their iman, they said that we are not Muslims. But eventually, when a person lives in the environment of kufr all the time, then that overtakes a person. Then when that woman gets married, the children that come, and especially those who marry non-Muslim women, even if they convert just for the sake of accepting Islam, but then those children also are brought up by the mother, and the true Islam is not found in them. Eventually Islam completely goes out, and then our own progeny are all those kuffar then. So to rather sacrifice one's life at that time, that is much more superior. The akhirat is the real object. Allah make it easy, save us from all these tests and trials. But this dunya is not our object, the akhirat is our real object. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum chose the more difficult path of perseverance upon the truth. They were the Sahaba, what great qualities they had. May Allah also make us sacrifice our small little things for the sake of deen. Allah ta'ala made them endure torture and persecution in order to elevate their rank and status. And how much a person goes through difficulties, the family, the community attacks a person, criticizes a person, all this is raising the status of that person in the akhirat. And in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever people criticize us, ostracize us, pass funny remarks about us, we should endure that happily and realize that Allah is becoming happy, and these tests Allah had promised and they are coming to pass. Their tremendous faith in Allah Ta'ala, perseverance and courage provide an exceptional model of leadership for humanity until Qiyamah. The Sahaba, our ideal, we should keep them in mind in all our matters, even in these matters. Not only in the other matters, but how they persevered for deen, how they made sabr, how they went through the torture and difficulties just for deen, and then this deen has come to us. So we should keep them as our role models, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Each one of them was a great, great model for us, and we should follow in their footsteps. May Allah make it easy. At the same time, we make dua that He does not test us, does not bring these difficult conditions upon us. But if unfortunately it does come, then Allah give us tawfiq to make sabr and to persevere on our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.